This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
And Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Annie Failer joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe today.
Hi, Annie.
Hi, Kennedy. Hi, Carson.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
We are here to help Tater the puppy.
Yes. I mean, the answer is yes, no matter what you need for Tater the puppy. So just tell me.
10 out of 10 name. And I'm looking at a picture right now, and I would put my face near his face. He looks like a good boy.
He really is a little tater tot, and he's just such an angel. And if everyone's first foster or first dog was like him, I swear people would have all of the dogs. So he's just wonderful.
Tater the puppy was found abandoned on the side of the road. No owner has claimed him. This happened right around Thanksgiving, I believe, correct?
Correct. And if folks can remember how cold Thanksgiving was here in Massachusetts, he was found up the road from me. And after veterinary examination found that he had a fractured femur. So he has been hobbling along, doing his best. And so I just am here to help raise awareness for the animal shelter that is taking care of him and getting through him his visits. He is just such a little angel, and I just can't believe that anyone would leave him abandoned. He's just perfect.
So it's at the Charlton Animal Shelter, and it says this is the largest single animal medical expense that the Charlton Animal Control has faced in the last 5 years. This is a big old need. And yes, you guys are going to do everything you can to make sure that Tater's going to be okay, but that costs money.
Absolutely, yes. This life is expensive. And just to paint a little picture of where we've come here in Charlton, so back in 2009, our animal control officer, our town, granted approval to build a shelter for our animal control operations. And so prior to that, it was a little shack, you know, with tarps, no heat, barely a roof. And so the Friends of Charlton Animal Shelter, the organization that I'm working with, or FOCA, sprang into action. And with the work, generosity of our community, we now have a fantastic shelter with cozy dog room, 6 kennels, an office, a bathroom, and a 2-bay garage for storage. So we've really come a long way, but it still needs a lot of love. And so we are raising funds for Tater. We're raising funds for animals that are found that need help. Sadly, this year has been a really tough year for owner surrenders who have passed. So it's just been a really tough time on the Charlton Animal Shelter to help these animals get the help they need and find a loving home.
So you've raised $1,800.
But
we need $5,000. For Tater the puppy to get this surgery on his femur.
Yes, and so really any amount helps, and I ask people, like, if you can't open your pockets, I know this is a really tough time of year to be asking for folks' generosity. Amplify the message. Post it on your Facebook. Share a message with your friends in your group chat. Truly, it's a time where we can come together and support people and animals at this time of year.
So where is Tater right now? Is he just sitting in the shelter with a fractured femur waiting?
No, Tater is sitting with me. So I am his foster mommy and probably first foster.
Foster fail is what we're looking at, Dan. Foster fail.
It sounds like it.
So yes, she's not only foster failing, but incurring this big debt, too. So let's help her.
How is Tater's spirits while he's got a bum wheel?
He's perfect. I was a little nervous about bringing into the house. I've got a husky who I rescued and a border collie that I rescued. So 2 big dogs.
I bet they're taking care of him, huh?
They love him so much. They are so protective. And he has just fit right in. And so I just feel like my heart's so huge right now, and I just want to do everything I can to help him and the community.
Yeah.
He is so cute. He looks
so
like
cute.
A dog you would see on like a dog a bag of dog food.
Yeah.
Seriously, he's an adorable dog. So if you want to help out, support Friends of Charlton Animal Shelter's mission here. Again, they've raised about $1,800. They need $5,000 in order to do this surgery on Tater the puppy's femur, found abandoned Thanksgiving in the terrible weather. We all remember, as Annie said, what that was like. Text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234, and we will send you back the link where you can donate or get involved. Again, 617-655-1234. Annie, you and everyone at Charlton Animal Shelter, and Tater the puppy.
And Tater, don't forget to good old Tater.
Are officially members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Well, we are happy to be in that community, so thank you so much.
Thank you.
Keep us posted. Yeah. Let us know how it goes, okay?
You bet. I'll send some photos.
All right. Thanks, Annie.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Again, 617-655-1234 if you want to help out. Anything we'll do, or even just putting it on Facebook
yeah,
and sharing
like she
it
said.
With your friends and
yeah.
family. Text us at 617-655-1234, and we'll send you back a link.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Kennedy, say hey to Linda from Revere.
Good morning.
Good morning.
She's driving to Bagel Bin to get us all some bagels. What would you like, Kennedy?
Oh, plain.
Dan?
Oh, I like cinnamon raisin or an onion bagel with like the scallion
okay.
and chives, cream cheese.
Everything bagel also is really tasty.
Ooh, those are good.
We kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Linda.
Kennedy, please leave the studio.
Good luck.
You know why she's bringing us bagels, Kennedy? It's because North Shore is the best shore. Here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy, you are going to win yourself $100. Kennedy is now gone into that studio where she's not able to hear anything that is happening on the show. Are you ready?
Yeah.
The Rolling Stones won't tour in 2026 because Keith Richards isn't up for it. There's no word why, but he turns 82 tomorrow. Which group made the song Moves Like Jagger about Rolling Stones frontman Mick Jagger?
Oh, my God, it's on the tip of Maroon 5.
Question number 2. Chris Hemsworth reflected on how balancing work, family, and fun is crucial to protecting the us in his marriage to Elsa Pataky. What country is Chris Hemsworth from where he and Elsa raised their kids?
Country. England.
Question number 3. The original stories that Disney based its most popular movies on often had downer endings, like Pinocchio killing Jiminy Cricket, and The Little Mermaid being rejected and turning into sea foam. It's dark.
Mulan also has a real dark one.
Thankfully, Disney cleaned up the endings for kids. Which Disney movie is this song from?
Have you ever heard the wolf cry to the blue corn moon? Or ask the grinning bobcat why he grinned? Can you sing with all the voices of the mountain? Can you paint with all the colors of the wind?
Name the song, or name the movie?
Pocahontas.
Thank you for not singing, Dan. I know that was a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of restraint on your part. Question number 4. The first trailer for the upcoming Steven Spielberg movie, Disclosure Day, was just released. Spielberg has won 2 Best Director Oscars, one for Schindler's List, and one for this 1998 war movie starring Matt Damon. Name that movie.
Oh gosh, I don't know. I know it, but I can't think of it.
Question number 5. Jelly Roll says he was colorblind for most of his life, but losing 200 pounds has changed that, and now he can see colors clearly again.
I had no idea weight loss would do that.
In the most common type of color blindness, people struggle to differentiate which 2 colors?
red and green.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Linda got 3 out of 5 right.
Well done.
These are hard, Kennedy. You should probably quit right now and go home. Did she leave, Dan?
Don't go home before we get the bagels.
Oh, good point. I mean, they are tasty. The bestest of treats, right, Kennedy?
Yeah.
A bagel?
They're very tasty.
All right, here we go. Did I tell you she got 3 out of 5 right? Did I tell you they were hard?
Yeah.
You sure you don't want to go home? Question number one. Rolling Stones won't tour in 2026 because
old
Keith Richards isn't up to it. He's going to be 82 tomorrow.
It's a miracle he's alive.
Which group made the song Moves Like Jagger about Rolling Stones frontman Mick Jagger?
Maroon 5.
1-1. Chris Hemsworth reflected on how balancing work, family, and fun is crucial to protecting the us in his marriage. Which country is Chris from where he and his wife Elsa raised their kids?
Australia?
It is Australia.
I'm going to say that.
2-1. Question number three. The original stories that Disney based its most popular movies on often had downer endings, like Pinocchio killing Jiminy Cricket and The Little Mermaid being rejected and turning into seafoam.
Oh, dude, Grimm's fairy tales are dark.
Thankfully, Disney cleaned up the endings for the kids. Which Disney movie is this song from?
Have you ever heard the wolf cry to the blue corn moon? Or ask the grinning bobcat why he grinned? Can you sing with all the voices of the mountain? Can you paint with all the colors of the wind?
Pocahontas?
I still don't know how you heard that song twice and didn't sing along, Dan.
Self-restraint.
3-2, question number 4.
Why, though?
I feel like people didn't want to hear me.
The first trailer for the upcoming Steven Spielberg movie, Disclosure Day, was just released. Spielberg has won 2 Best Director Oscars, 1 for Schindler's List, and 1 for this 1998 war movie starring Matt Damon.
Saving Private Ryan?
Matt Damon.
4-2, question number 5. Jelly Roll says he was colorblind for most of his life, but losing 200 pounds has changed that. And now he can see colors clearly again. In the most common type of color blindness, people struggle to differentiate which 2 colors.
Red and green.
Is it? My dad has to have special socks, so he puts on the right color socks.
Christmas time must be wild if you're colorblind then, because everything is red and green.
It's true. 5-3 is the final score. Nice work, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Linda, unfortunately you don't get the money, but you're not walking away without a great prize. You have won yourself 4 tickets to see the Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour coming to the TD Garden December 26th. Buy tickets at harlemglobetrotters.com/New England, but you're going for free, okay?
Nice. Thank you.
All right. 83 Leo M. Birmingham Parkway, Brighton, Massachusetts.
Awesome.
Yeah. No, I just meant to drop off the bagels. I guess she wasn't bringing them, Dan. I guess she wasn't bringing them. My bad. I misread that situation. All right, Linda, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Kennedy, you're a wicked smart.
No argument.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Last week, producer Dan shared with us that there might be a mouse in their new apartment.
Mm-hmm. Allegedly.
There could be a problem for his girlfriend, Kaylee, who hates mice. And since the moment you moved in, Kaylee has been floating the idea of you getting a pet, and you're a dog guy.
Well, she was floating the idea of me getting a cat before she, when in my old apartment. So she just wanted a cat at my house.
But you're a dog guy.
I am.
So you're getting a dog.
Well, we aren't allowed dogs in our apartment complex. We are allowed 1 cat per tenant rules.
All right. And what is this audio we have?
So a couple editorial notes before we get into this. First, she doesn't know I'm recording for the first like 90 seconds or 2 minutes of this audio. So this is just her laying next to me and this is just my life. She doesn't even realize it's happening.
Oh, nice for her.
During it, at times, you're going to hear her just yell random cat names. And that is because she is scrolling through adoption websites and not paying attention to me. So if it seems hard to follow at times, welcome to my life.
Oh my God, you need to have an exercise wheel. He needs to be fit because we live in an apartment complex and we can't take him for long walks.
So people don't take their cats for walks.
Yeah, they do. Look at the wheel. We got to get a wheel. Oh, one of my podcasts uses Pretty Litter. as one of their ads, which is litter that basically tells you if your cat is sick. We gotta get that because my cat is gonna get the best service in this house.
That sounds expensive.
We gotta get a therapeutic heated cat bed. Oh
no, we don't.
So you can be so sweet. And
cats have lived thousands of years without therapeutic heated cat beds.
Oh, a little fountain, water fountain. Come on, we gotta get that. Why are you looking at me like that?
No, that was important. I'm going to stand by that one. We want fresh water. Nothing with a filter.
I never even said we were getting a cat. We're getting therapeutic cat beds.
Aww.
I feel like I'm not even getting a set.
Nope.
How much money have you just hypothetically spent?
Don't worry about it. I make the money. Oh, I just want a cat laying right here.
I said we'll talk about getting a cat in January.
Oh, or if we get two, we can get a bonded pair. You want to get a bonded pair? Candy corn! Candy corn!
$375 adoption fee.
It helps the protection of animals in Wakefield society with pet care costs. Come on, keep up.
Kaylee, can you please plead your case as to why we should get a cat in our household?
All right, first things first, the controversial mouse situation. Mice will not come in here if they know a cat is here.
Alleged mouse situation.
I'm saying controversial for that reason exactly. Don't laugh in my face. There's a mouse in here. I've kind of given up because he went back in the walls. That's what they do. They go back in the walls.
Okay, let's not get bogged down on the mouse. Why should we get a cat?
Okay, I gotta yawn. Okay. Hold on, I gotta laugh. We should get a cat because they're cute and cuddly, and they're super independent. So you can, like, go away for, like, a night and leave them food. And they're easy to clean up after. You don't have to see them for walks. They go to the bathroom in the house, so you can just clean it up easily in the house. And they're very cute, and they help keep calm. Keep calm. They just, like, want to hang out. It's just like a friend that they just want to hang out with you.
And what about cat hair getting on all of our clothes for the rest of eternity?
That's a risk I'm willing to take.
What if I'm less enthusiastic than you about getting a cat?
I think it's going to be like your dad when your mom asked if they get a dog. Like your dad now, he loves Bobo. I think it's going to be like that.
My mom waited till my dad was in the hospital for a month to get that dog. It was a sneak attack.
Nancy Breslin, I forgot about that.
She swooped right in at his worst time and got a dog.
I forgot.
She's playing chess.
Something like that.
My mom waited till my dad was in the hospital for a month to get that dog. It was a sneak attack. Are you going to take care of it and do all the work?
Yeah.
That's on record?
Yes, I will. Tia is a one-year-old tabby. Tamara is a two-year-old gray and white domestic short hair. They're bonded for life. We don't know if it's because they're mother and daughter or simply best friends. Honey, you can't look at their faces.
Admittedly, they're very cute.
Babe, look at them. They're cleaning each other. Oh.
You think it'd be good for emotional connection?
Yes, I do. And I think it's good if you get one because then we can see if we can keep something alive together. Don't put that in.
I feel like a plant's a good place to start.
Oh, Dan. I mean, this is a tale as old as time. First, there's a pet.
Yep. Ask Carson about Zeus, the dog, and why they got him.
Similar reasons?
The exact same reason.
Am I on a parallel path as you, just 20 years behind?
It's exactly what's happening, Dan. It's exactly.
No, it's about the same timetable, quite frankly.
Yes, I do. And I think it's good if you get one, because then we can see if we can keep something alive together. Don't put that in. I swear.
It's a good starter. A starter organism.
Starter cells.
We couldn't even keep a plant alive.
I'm keeping that in.
No.
I just want to be clear. All of my animals have lived a happy, healthy life. The plant did die, but that's a different thing.
You know how Lana got me with the dog? Was she found a puppy named Carson.
Oh.
And it was adorable. And his name was Carson. How are you going to fight with your girl?
Carson, you didn't have a choice. Full stop.
It's true.
Do I have a choice?
No.
It didn't sound like it. Like, she's buying therapeutic cat beds. We don't even have a cat.
Okay. Before you buy stuff, come to Auntie, because I've already done all the work for you, because you're going to have to buy stuff for this cat that's coming in your home.
617-655-1234.
Is if Dan, you want to call in and defend me.
Is Dan getting a cat? Or is he...
or for the partners out there, what animal did you have to get?
Right. Or can you come up with a better argument for Dan because he hasn't come up with a good one yet? Because
no isn't working.
No. I have an idea, Dan, of something that you can do to not get a cat, okay? And
she is just breezing right through no.
I will share. I got a hack for you, Dan. I'm telling you. Okay, I have a hack for you. We'll share that next.
That's the man who had to get a dog.
617-655-1234. Notice I don't have a cat, though, Dan. That's all I'm saying. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Producer Dan's girlfriend Kaylee is shipping a relationship between him and a cat.
Yep. She's really pushing hard for Team Cat. I'm trying to resist, but it feels like I'm not being heard.
Even though you're Team Dog.
Right now, I'm Team No Pets until we get a bigger place.
617-655-1234. You can call or text that number. I have a hack for you. I'll tell you in a second, Dan, of how I think you can get out of this. Sarah's from Rockland. Good morning.
Good morning.
What are you thinking about Dan and this cat? Is it happening, or can he stop it?
I'm not sure he can stop it. I think you can maybe delay for a few months, but I think you should just get the cat. We got a dog, and then she got a cat for me, so this might be your interest to get a dog in the future, too.
Well, that's a good idea.
So that's interesting. Do the cat now, you can get a dog later.
Leverage the cat.
Yes. Robin's from Peabody. Good morning.
Hi. Sorry.
It's okay.
I would definitely not get a cat.
Why?
Well, they are cute. I agree. But they do go to the bathroom in a little box, and then they jump all over your counters and table, and that's just gross to me that you go to the bathroom.
It's gross to me too, Rob, but it's not being talked about.
They're very clean animals, Dan.
They got poop paws on your counter.
Eleanor is constantly clean.
And walk on your table.
Her name is Snowflake, Kennedy. I don't know why you keep trying to change your name.
Snowplow.
Jess from Salem, New Hampshire. Hello.
Hi.
What is your advice to Dan?
So, realistically, you're getting a cat either way. I think you should, one, take the brownie points and a little bit of control of getting the cat first.
Ooh.
Ooh. Pick the cat you want.
That doesn't help me not get a cat. You just want me to get a cat sooner.
Yeah, but she's saying
you're
use that
a cat
for brownie
either way.
What she said, yeah. But utilize it to your best advantage.
You get the control of what cat, and you get the brownie points of giving her a cat.
I don't hate that.
I mean, it's not terrible advice, but I'm not going to do that.
John is from Methuen. Good morning, John.
Tell him, Dan.
I'm strong. I'm a
Dan,
man.
That's right.
I have rights.
John, what are we thinking with producer Dan in this cat situation?
So
I'm not a cat guy. I don't like cats. I think they're weird. They poop in a box. They walk all over every surface. Similar to what Robin said.
Right.
I'm a plumber. I think that's gross that any poop could be on every surface. Dan, as a married man, I can tell you, I told my wife we're not getting a dog. We're not getting a dog. We got a dog. Then she wanted a second dog. Told her we're not getting a second dog. We now have a second dog. Just, you might have to bite the bullet on this one. I don't like cats. Don't get a cat. Wait till you get a bigger place and get a dog.
John and I are the same people.
I'm trying.
I despise cats. Not a fan of cats.
That would be team dog in a heartbeat.
And Lana wants to get a second dog right now. Her and Barrett are like grinding on me right now to get them a second dog for Christmas.
Because you guys are home so much?
They are tightening the screws. Dan, you know what the hack is? Be like me, allergic to cats.
You're allergic to dogs, too. That didn't matter.
Well, we got a dog that's, you know, has regular hair.
Hypoallergenic or
yeah,
whatever.
The, you know, the golden doodle situation.
I guess I could start faking an allergy. It might be late in the game.
I'm just saying, go get a test done, Dan. All of a sudden, you're allergic to cats. That is a hack for you. Sue is from Western Mass. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning.
You have the perfect solution.
I have the perfect solution for you, Dan. Stop searching Amazon for cat stuff and go for the electronic mouse trap.
Oh.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy, no fuss, no muss, no vet bills, no food bills, no nothing.
So,
put a little peanut butter in it, you plug it in, and zap.
So that would be wonderful, but it's not about the mouse.
It's never been about the mouse.
It's never been about the mouse. She wants a cat. If I could get out of it with a mouse zapper, that would be fine. That's not where we're at.
Thoughts and prayers, Dan. I'm with everybody else. Not a cat person, dog person.
Exactly. All right, thank you. We appreciate that. Becca is from Hull, and Dan, listen to what she has to say. Good morning, Becca.
Good morning. Listen, Dan, if there are not one or two cats under your Christmas tree with little bows on, I'll be very disappointed in you.
What are you, my mom? Disappointed in me?
Did you hear the joy in Kaylee's voice when she was looking at all those kitties?
Oh, candy corn!
Yeah,
it really
was. You get her one right now.
Is this a part of Kaylee's Tay tribe calling in to support her, Dan?
No, the people just like her. I feel like I haven't got a ton of support outside of cats have poop paws.
I feel like it's not a thing that they don't want to support you. It's just helping you to come to an understanding of what your life
right.
is now.
Yeah.
What is my life now, Kennedy? Lay it out for me.
Whatever Kaylee wants.
Oh.
That's it.
Ish. Look at Dan as...
There's no ish.
I'm a dog person, too. I'm not really the most biggest cat person, but...
Well, you have a cat.
I know, but I didn't necessarily want it. But now I'm glad she's around. Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not anti-cats. I just prefer dogs. Like, I don't dislike cats. I'm not one of those people.
Are you pro or anti-Kaylee?
Pro.
There it is.
Meow.
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 I used to make my own decisions. I'm a 36-year-old man.
Memories.
Meow.
What a time to be alive.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kenby Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Jeannie from Tewksbury.
Hi, Jeannie.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Jeannie?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks, you too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy this morning, and you're going to win yourself $1,000, okay?
That'd be great.
Kennedy has left the studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Jeannie, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Rob Reiner's son, Nick, has hired high-profile defense attorney Alan Jackson. Jackson recently made headlines all over the Commonwealth when he defended which client?
Karen Reed.
Snoop Dogg will do the halftime show for the Vikings-Lions Christmas Day game on Netflix. Has Snoop Dogg ever performed at the Super Bowl halftime show?
Yes.
Ariana Grande has become just the third woman ever to chart 7 albums at once on the Billboard 200, joining 2 absolute powerhouses, Whitney Houston and Taylor Swift. Name this Whitney Houston song. Take a listen.
I need a man who'll take a chance.
How will I know?
No.
What did you
I
say?
I want to dance with somebody. Okay. I changed my mind.
Yeah, good save.
I want to dance with somebody.
Yeah, that's why I was waiting until the song was over. Give you a chance. Question number 4. Timothy Chalamet revealed why he missed attending this year's Met Gala with his girlfriend Kylie Jenner. He said he decided to stay in their hotel room and watch the Knicks playoff game.
Girlfriends love when you do that.
What is the Knicks' full team name?
The New York Knicks?
Question number 5. Jim Carrey's The Grinch is ranked as the most iconic Christmas movie character. He's followed by Ebenezer Scrooge in 2 and Jack Skellington in 3rd. In the movie, what is the name of the mountain the Grinch lives on top of?
Oh,
great question, Dan.
Thank
you. Crumpet, Mount Crumpet, Crumpet, Crumpet.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Okay. That's a crazy pull.
That is wonderful. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Jeannie from Tewksbury, who has dropped the kids off at the bus stop, and then she sits in the car and listens to Campy Kennedy.
Perfect.
Just got 4 out of 5.
Woo! Well done, friend.
These are really hard, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
$1,000 on the line.
That's what I hear.
Rob Reiner's son Nick has hired high-profile defense attorney Alan Jackson. Jackson recently made headlines all over the Commonwealth when he defended which client?
Karen Reed.
Tied at 1. Snoop Dogg will do the halftime show for the Vikings-Lions Christmas Day game on Netflix. Has Snoop ever performed at the Super Bowl halftime show?
Yes.
That was 2022 with Dr. Dre. Tied at 2. Ariana Grande has become just the third woman ever to chart 7 albums at once in the Billboard 200, joining 2 absolute powerhouses, Whitney Houston and Taylor Swift. Name this Whitney...
Kennedy!
Oh, wrong button there. Name this Whitney Houston song.
I need a man who'll take on the love that burns hot enough to last. So when the night falls, my lonely heart calls.
Name the song.
I want to dance with somebody.
I wrote that question just so we could rock out to Whitney after the game.
Your little dropping of please play that song. So obvious.
Sorry, Dan. I love it. I got Teddy Swims coming next.
Yeah, we
got
to play Lose Control. The people haven't heard it in 25 minutes.
Tied at 3. Question number 4. Timothy Chalamet revealed why he missed attending this year's Met Gala with his girlfriend Kylie Jenner. He said he decided to stay in their hotel room and watch the Knicks playoff game. What is the Knicks' full team name?
The Knickerbockers. The New York Knickerbockers.
4-3, question number 5. Jim Carrey's The Grinch is ranked as the most iconic Christmas movie character. He's followed by Ebenezer Scrooge at 2 and Jack Skellington in 3rd. In the movie, what is the name of the mountain the Grinch lives on top of?
Grinch Mountain? Max's Mountain. Mean Guy's Mountain.
Akimo.
No. Kilimanjaro.
Mount Snow.
Stop it.
Mount Crumpet is actually the correct answer. Mount Crumpet.
Obviously.
Yes. 4-4 is the final score. Wow. That was wicked close,
that
kid.
That was a good one.
You almost got there, Jeannie. You almost got there. The New York Knicks.
I will someday.
Yeah, you will someday.
I believe in you. Yep.
Well, Timothy Chalamet would be disappointed you got the next question wrong.
Yeah. We appreciate you calling in to play this morning. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name's Jeannie. I'm from Tewksbury, and I once again can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I need a way to convince my wife to never come to one of Barrett's wrestling matches.
I don't know why you feel this way, and as someone who spent many a day in a gym as a soccer wrestling cheerleader, like, I don't know what you saw.
617-655-1234. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. You can call or text that number. Looking for wrestling moms, and no, not moms who wrestle.
Although I would love to talk to you if you are.
That'd be a different conversation. Barrett had his first wrestling match. He's a freshman in high school. His goalie coach said it would be good training in the off season. A lot of guys wrestled that play lacrosse.
Gotcha.
So we went on Saturday. He went down with his team Saturday morning. Sharon High School, Dan.
Mm-hmm. Sharon.
Sharon, beautiful neighborhood, beautiful school. And what I witnessed over the couple of hours that I was there was eye-opening, and it was shocking, and it was gross, and I think Lana should stay away.
Gross.
The first match between two guys, one kid is winning, and then all of a sudden he is screaming in pain.
Oh.
He has popped his kneecap out of place, and it is the loudest scream I've ever heard. I was almost in tears.
Yipes.
First 30 seconds of the first match.
Okay.
Then the second match happens, and at some point, the guy who was on the bottom taps, like, I need a timeout or something. I didn't know you could do that in wrestling, but apparently in wrestling, you can take a timeout for an injury. He then walks off the mat. They pull over a trash can, and he vomits into the trash can.
Oh, you'll see that a lot. Yeah.
And then he wipes it off and goes back out on the mat, and they start the match over.
Oh, if I was the guy, his competitor, I'd be like, get him a mint before he comes
back over
here.
I mean, I've done that here, so whatever. Go on.
That was the first two matches. I had been there like 9 minutes.
Wrestlers are a different breed of human. They have to do so much to their bodies. Gaining weight, losing weight, whatever. They psych themselves up. They slap themselves in the face. So, yeah.
Now, this is a combat sport.
It is
different.
Yeah, it is a wild time.
I love combat sports, as you know, Dan. And it was wonderful watching it. Thinking about my wife sitting there watching it would not be enjoyable. Lana needs to stay away as much as I love her. Lisa from Bridgewater, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Doing good. Are you a mom of a wrestler?
Yeah, like 9, 10 years. Started in second, third grade, and he's a junior now.
What's the wildest thing you've ever seen there?
Oh, so he's dislocated his finger, talking about the knee, and definitely the throwing up in the barrel. Kennedy's right, all the time. And then, have you seen blood time yet? They just get cleaned up, and the blood gets cleaned up off the mat, and then they just start again.
That did happen. You get, I guess, 2 or 3 minutes timeout for blood time?
Yeah, back blood in my day.
Time. It's called blood time?
Yes.
Yes, that's what it's called.
What is this, a Van Damme movie?
Blood time.
It's a kumite?
And they're out there, unlike the UFC, they clean it up. You know, the UFC octagon, they just love to see the blood on the mat. But no, so they're, you know, kids are out there while somebody's...
It's a safety measure.
It is. They're mopping up the blood off the mat. And I haven't even mentioned the ringworm of it all yet.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like skin infections all over. So the first match I went, and he was like in second grade, and I didn't know what to scream as cheering, and I told him to drop the kid. And then the mom was right behind me. It was like a 9-year-old kid. I felt horrible.
Drop him! 9-year-old.
Drop him!
Oh, bless your heart. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Lisa.
So how did Barrett do? Because he's only been wrestling for 2 weeks before he had his first match, feels like a short amount of practice to get in there.
He had wrestled for 10 days before his first match. And he lost. He had 3 matches that day. The team won 3 of their 4 matches. He lost his 3. Obviously, he's relatively new. And I just think...
He's super new.
I just think just the moment was a lot to take on. The moment was a lot to take on. But he's excited. Afterwards, he said it was awesome and it was amazing. And he couldn't wait for the next one.
Well, there you go. There you go.
I mean, it's a good skill to have general in life. No one wants to mess with the dude with cauliflower ear in the bar.
What he said.
I'm just saying I don't want Lana there.
Or you could prepare her ahead of time to let her know what she's going to see so it's not surprising. I mean, call me crazy. I know. I know. That's just insanity. Why would you do something like that? Just bring it on her. I'm an idiot. I'll go home now.
I'm going to be honest with you. This was a pretty gross segment.
And I was only there...
You're 90 joking.
I was only there 90 minutes, Dan. I was there only 90 minutes. These things go on for 12 hours.
It's a long day.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
A lot of kneecaps and blood.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah. So here is the latest on Rob and Michelle Reiner's murders. Their 32-year-old son, Nick, has been formally charged for their murder. Los Angeles County District Attorney Nathan Hochman had a press conference yesterday. Here is what he had to say.
These charges will be two counts of first-degree murder with a special circumstance of multiple murders.
Mm. And the special circumstance apparently could carry with it the death penalty, definitely life in prison, and all of that, although we're getting a little ahead of ourselves on that one, mm-hmm. but that's where we are.
And he's using Alan Jackson, Karen Reed's attorney.
He is. That was announced yesterday, which I think is very interesting.
Yeah, but and how can he afford that? Because he has a very high price range. And is he using his father's money to pay for the defense against?
He's at an age he may have his own. He's in his 30s, so it's not also, like he's 18.
And it's also important to understand that these lawyers take these things for the clout, too.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some things are coming out about what happened that night. So that night, the night before, because it happened in the middle of the night, right? So the night before, they had been at Conan O'Brien's Christmas party, and Nick was there with Robin Michelle, and he apparently was walking up to people and saying, what's your first name? What's your last name? And are you famous?
Mm-hmm.
Which kind of was making people uncomfortable.
Sure.
And then he walked up to Bill Hader, formerly from Saturday Night Live, and I guess started asking questions or something. And Bill kind of turned to him and said, you know, I'm in the middle of a private conversation, as one does. And I guess he got really mad. And then he had to, he was behaving so poorly that that's what made Robin Michelle leave the party.
Mm-hmm.
And then this happened. So it's just such a terrible thing, and my heart goes out to literally everybody who's involved.
Do you think they might try and use a defense like the Menendez brothers did? You know, that we were treated,
they would have had to have been brutally abused, and I just don't think that was the case.
Well, I'm not saying it is the case, but
that was the case with them, so you know what I mean? But I think he is well documented as having addiction issues, mental health issues, not that any of that makes it better, but that's probably where they'll go.
It's just a sad story.
Mm-hmm. It's terrible. All right, I'm going to talk about The Voice now. So if you didn't watch it last night and know who was crowned the winner, please just know, spoiler alert, spoiler alert, spoiler alert. Here's who won.
The winner of The Voice is
So that is Aiden Ross. Congratulations to him. He was Niall Horan's team, and Niall is now undefeated.
3-0, baby.
Yeah.
That's a dynasty.
It's like the Patriots when it comes to picking singers.
3 in a row. It's like us trying to be Kennedy in North Shore, South Shore.
You had to bring that back up, didn't you, Dan? I had moved on. Forgot all about it.
Speaking of the Patriots, Cardi B and Stephon Diggs did something nice for moms on Monday. They had a winter Wonderland wellness event that was at the stadium. It was organized by the Digs Deep Foundation, which is Stefan's nonprofit event. They also participated in the yoga class. Excuse me. Our sister station, WEI, posted something on the social medias, and it's adorable, the two of them.
Yeah, she looks fantastic for just having a baby a month ago.
Doing the little yoga together. And he basically said, you know, I had a single mom. She worked really hard. I'm very blessed, and I just want to pay back to people who can't. Like, I want to pay it forward because right. I'm in a good spot and I can.
I love it.
I give the moms a little break, a little yoga, a little massage, a little facial, a day of appreciation. And I think that is really, really remarkable. And that is what I got.
When I think yoga.
I mean, this would get me to namaste. I just want to see Cardi and Drake May's wife and Michael May just in the kitchen baking.
I want them to do Bake Miss together.
Yeah, Bake Miss together.
That's all I want in life.
These are our Bodak Yellow cupcakes.
I would like to be invited to the tailgate.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can.
Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Get into the Subaru Share the Love event. You can find out more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Julie from Blackstone.
Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio so I can beat you?
You bet. Good luck.
Thank you.
Confidence.
I like it.
I know. I'm trying.
And I love Blackstone, Dan. You know, that's my second favorite city in all of Massachusetts. Mm-hmm.
And your second favorite girl.
It is my...
Aw, thank you.
Yes. Right next to Redstone. I also love Redstone. All right, here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions. Julie, you answer more right than Kennedy. You got $1,000 for you this morning, okay?
All right, let's go.
Kennedy's gone into that studio. Just a reminder, if you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you. Question number one. Details have emerged of a new, darker version of this movie starring Hugh Jackman. The main character of these stories robs from the rich and gives to the poor. Who is he?
Robs from the rich, gives to the poor. Robin Hood.
When I wrote that question, I wrote he robs from the rich and gives to the poops.
It's a solid typo.
It's a different movie. Question number two. Collider.com ranks It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia as the best TV comedy of 2025. It is followed by Overcompensating at number two. And this show about a young school teacher in Philadelphia ranks third. Name that show.
I'm going to say...
Need an answer.
I don't know.
Question number three. There's a new movie trailer for this director's new UFO movie called Disclosure Day. He has directed amazing films like Jaws and Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Who is he?
Director of Jaws.
Yes.
Who is helping you?
I have my Steven Spielberg. I have my boss right now.
Oh yeah, boss is helping out. Yep. All right.
My boss is helping while we're doing kicking Alfredo.
Question number four. The new head football coach for the Sacramento State team used to be a backup dancer for this rapper whose biggest hit is called You Can't Touch This. Name the rapper.
MC Hammer.
Ah, we found her wheelhouse, Dan. And question number five. Meryl Streep's divorce is reportedly the holdup for her and her boyfriend not being able to go official. He stars in Only Murders in the Building. Who is he?
The one with glasses. What's his name? I'm going to go with...
Yeah, we need an answer.
Okay.
I'm going to go... Martin Short.
Kennedy!
Where did that answer come from, Julie?
My head, because I'm like, it's either the short guy or the one with glasses.
Okay, all right. I'll give it to you. Just want to make sure there's nothing shady happening here.
We're not cheating.
Okay, good. Kennedy, welcome back.
Yes.
Julie got 4 out of 5 correct.
While making chicken Alfredo because she's a lunch lady.
Yes.
Love it.
Yes.
We did not get offered chicken Alfredo when I was in school. That must be new.
Square pizza. These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready? $1,000 on the line for Julie. Did I tell you she got 4 out of 5?
You did.
Details have emerged of a new, darker version of this movie franchise that will star Hugh Jackman. The main character of these stories robs from the rich and gives to the poor.
Robin Hood.
1-1, question number 2. Collider.com has ranked It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia as the best TV comedy of 2025. It is followed by Overcompensating at number 2, and this show about a young school teacher in Philadelphia in 3rd.
Abbott Elementary.
2-1, question number 3. There's a new movie trailer for this director's UFO movie called Disclosure Day. He has directed amazing films like Jaws and Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Who is he?
Steven Spielberg.
3-2. The new head football coach for Sacramento State used to be a backup dancer for this rapper whose biggest hit is You Can't Touch This.
MC Hammer.
Yes, that is right. And question number 5. Apparently, Meryl Streep's divorce is the holdup for her becoming official with her boyfriend. He stars in Only Murders in the Building. Who is he?
Martin Short. They're the cutest couple in the whole wide earth.
Yeah. But they can't go Instagram official just yet, apparently.
Oh, I don't think either one of them cares.
I don't think either one of them works their own Instagram.
I don't know.
5-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win, Julie. I'm sorry. You don't get the $1,000. But you were.
Congratulations, Kennedy.
Oh, well, thanks for playing. That was really good.
Yeah, you did great. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you head out?
I'm Julie from Blackstone, and I can't beat Kennedy today.
Have a good day at school.
Yes, and save
me. Slap it, Joe.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.